What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, what's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here. Welcome to the Art of Online Business Podcast. Thank you, as always, for coming to hang out with me today. Super appreciate it. So today is a Quick Tip Friday episode. And what I want to share with you today is what I do to increase email opt-outs during promotion. So if I'm promoting something to my email list, I want to encourage email opt-outs. I want to encourage people opting out of my email list for those promotions. And you might be thinking, well, why in the world would you do that? Why would you want to increase opt-outs? So let me explain here what we're talking about. And so the first thing to understand is, and I've talked about it a million times during the podcast, is that our email list is the only thing that is really ours. You know, Facebook group can go away tomorrow. Instagram, same thing. TikTok, same thing. Like it's the only thing that is actually ours of people who have raised their hand and said, yeah, I want to hear from you. Here's my email address. Email me. And so we've got to respect that. We got to take that really, really seriously. And one form of respecting our email list is like, I don't want to show up just promoting all the time. I want to be sprinkling in promotions throughout the year, but first and foremost, it's leading with value. How can I help my email list, right? And give it a level of exclusivity because those people have raised their hand and said, yeah, I want to hear from you. And so with that level of respect, I want to encourage you also to treat your email marketing through the lens of your values. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that everything we do is through the lens of our values. And I just want to share with you, you know, what I'm sharing with you today is relating back to our values here. So integrity, advocacy, vulnerability, kindness, and collaboration are our values in my business. And each one of those, we've got a few paragraphs, what each one of those actually means. That was a big mistake I made early on, by the way, was like, all right, integrity is a value. And that was it. Like there's no explanation of what that meant. And so we take things like really deeply here on what those mean to us. And so I want to share with you just a little bit of the integrity piece and the kindness piece and how it relates to why I'm trying to encourage email opt-outs. So when in the integrity value, one thing that we say is in our marketing, profit is not the only lens through which we make marketing decisions. So and this will make more sense here in just a second too. So profit isn't the only lens through which we make marketing decisions. So if that were not the case, like I would just be pounding my email list essentially with promotional emails all the time, trying to get as many sales as I possibly can. So according to our values, like I don't do that. I don't want to do that. And then in the kindness value, the part I want to read to you here is we actively work to understand somebody else's experience and perspective and to help everyone get what they need in the way that they receive or need it. We make people-based decisions, not only profit-based decisions. And so that those two things I just read to you inform the strategy here for my email marketing promotions. So what we do is we give people the option to opt out of our email promotions right at the top. Some people like bury it down the bottom and, you know, at least they're doing it, right? what I like to do is I put it right at the top. Before I even greet you, before I even say hello, I put right at the top, I talk about why they're getting this email, what I'm going to be promoting or what I'm promoting, why I think it's important. And then I tell them, you know, I'm going to be sending, you know, some emails about this specific special offer here or special promotion or whatever it is over the next number of days. If you don't want to hear about this promotion, no problem at all. Click this link here and we'll opt you out of hearing, you know, getting these emails about the promotion. You'll still stay on the email list, overall email list, but you won't get the emails about this promotion. I can't tell you how many emails that I get back from people saying, I so appreciate that you do that. I get bombarded with emails from other people when they're trying to promote something and they're sending me all these emails and I don't even want them. And so I just end up unsubscribing from their list altogether. And so people are on your email list for a reason. Remember, we don't want to be promoting all the time, but they're on there for a reason. They want to hear from you. They want to get value. They want to learn from you. And yeah, they want to hear about what you have to offer. But if you're offering something that they have zero interest in for whatever reason, give them the option to opt out right at the top of the email. And so you might start off with, you're going to send an email to your entire list. And the recommendation here, what I recommend that you do is right in the subject line, make it very clear what you're going to be promoting here. So the people that are opening it up have an idea of what you're going to be talking about already. Don't be vague in the subject line. So that's like the first layer, if you will, of filtering. And then right after that, again, as soon as people open the email, right at the top of the email, I know this, like, there's a level for a lot of people, and I had this early on too, with this level of scarcity and fear. Like, wait, I don't want people to opt out of this promotion. I want them to hear about it. Well, I'm telling you, give people the opportunity to opt out. Show them the respect that they deserve, and you will gain so much more trust from the people on your email list when you give them the option of what they want to hear about from you. Recently, I looked at my ConvertKit dashboard, and people kind of look at me really weird when I tell them how many people are on my email list. I have a very small email list, my friend, very small. And whenever I ask people, like, well, how many people do you think are on it? They give me these big numbers, and you know, I passed the feeling of shame that I used to feel over a small email list years ago. Because I kept comparing myself to other people, like all my friends who have, you know, 100,000, 200,000, 300,000, 400,000 people on their email list. And I'm like, holy cow, my friend, my email list is a shade under 6,000. But get this, my email open rate, and granted, I know the whole thing about open rates and stuff like that, but at least it's a benchmark, right? I get 50% plus open rates on a list of almost 6,000 people. I'll take that. It's quality over quantity, my friend. And so the reason for that is because I respect my email list so much, and I give them the option, for example, when I'm doing promotions, to opt out. People really, really appreciate that. So that's today's tip. I want to encourage you to include that right at the top. Don't bury it down at the bottom. Right at the top, let people know, hey, I'm going to be emailing you about this, whatever that is. If you don't want to hear about it, no problem at all. Click this link right here. Like ConvertKit, I don't know technically how it's done, but I know ConvertKit makes it super easy to give you the opportunity to include that in your email, and so that people can opt out. You know, and I don't know how it's done in other, like, ActiveCampaign or whatever. I'm sure they all have solutions. If you need some sort of technical workaround, create the link, create a tag for when somebody clicks that link. Like, don't, you know, unsubscribe from such and such promotion emails or whatever. And then when they click that link, just send them to a simple landing page that says, cool, thanks, no problem. You won't get any more emails about this promotion. Have an amazing day. Oh, by the way, you know, here's a podcast episode that you might be interested in, or something like that, right? That's a workaround. I think a lot of the CRMs make it so much easier than that, but that's just, you know, a workaround if you didn't have that option. But anyway, make it super, super easy for people to opt out when you're doing promotions, and keep including that in all of your emails during the promotion. My friends, your email list will appreciate that. They will trust you more, and you will build a stronger relationship with them in the process. Thank you, as always, for listening to today's episode. Appreciate you. Check out Click. This is the tool that I use in my business. This is where we house all of our courses, run all of our funnels, our landing pages, our order forms, our sales dashboard, affiliate center, all of that built into one platform. And I've been using it now for about a year and a half. And my only regret on it is I wish I'd switched over to it a lot sooner, because I mean, when I switch, I saved about $500 a month. I'm saving about $500 a month because I'm not using three or four different platforms that I can accomplish in one. It's not your email list or anything like that. That's separate. For me, that's ConvertKit. But I really want to encourage you to check it out. Go to rickmulready.com/click. There is a special promotion right now until October 30th, 2022. And they're offering just for you 50% off the first 5 months of Click, which is super cool. So again, the link is rickmulready.com/click. It is an affiliate promotion. So if you do end up signing up, I do get a small commission off of that. Thank you in advance if you decide to do that. If you have any questions about it, shoot me an email, rick@rickmulready.com. More than happy to answer that. And if you want to see this in action, by the way, in my emails, I'm going to be sending some emails over the next week or so about this special Click promotion that they're doing with me. And I'm going to be doing right at the top of the emails. If you don't want to hear about this, click this link, opt out, no problem. And I'll see you on my weekly emails. Thank you, my friend, as always, for listening to the podcast here today. Appreciate you. Until next time, be well. I'll talk to you soon.